Hey oddballs, welcome to this month's oddities, strange facts about an odd, odd world that are very, very true. There's a lot of strange people in the world, oddballs. It's true. I happen to be one of them. But you know, there's just strange folk altogether out there. Just a few strange entries about strange people will be my oddities this month who do strange things in this strange, strange world. Have you heard about the carpetbagger? A 48-year-old man identified as Giorgio T. goes to New York City bars and lies down on his stomach on the floor because he likes it when people step on him. He even carries around a rug so he can attach to his back along with a sign that says, "Step on carpet." Giorgio explains, "When we were kids, one friend wanted to be the doctor, another wanted to be the carpenter, and I wanted to be the carpet." Next weird person. "Some people like baseball better than football," says Michigan teenager Kyle Critchbaum. "But I like vacuum cleaners better than anything." Kyle loves the sound, feel, and look of vacuum cleaners, as well as the act of vacuuming. Kyle's love of vacuum cleaners is purely platonic, he says, but he just can't get enough of vacuum cleaners. In fact, he has more than 200 vacuum cleaners and vacuums his parents' house 5 times a day. I kind of would like to have him as a foster child. That'd be awesome. I foster. You guys should foster too. Oh, more strange people. A 37-year-old woman in Stockholm, Sweden suffered from mousophobia, an unreasonable fear of mice. Her 59-year-old ex-husband knew that and wanted revenge after their bitter divorce, so he went to her apartment and pushed 19 mice through her mail slot. She's now being cared for in a hospital, say police. The man was arrested on harassment and animal cruelty charges and has demanded that all 19 mice be returned. Wowzer. Mauser. That was a Ninja Turtles joke. Thomas Borkman, have you heard about this guy? Was arrested in Cook, Australia after he broke into a woman's apartment. The woman woke up to discover that Borkman had glued his face to the sole of her foot. That's right. He glued his face to her foot. It took surgeons 3 hours to separate foot from face. Police said that... There's just so many jokes I can crack here. Police said that the act had some sexual significance. Well, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but I don't really see what the heck that guy was into. But I will say this. These people are all oddballs. They're your oddities this month. I hope you guys enjoyed it.